That is the sound of an eastern gray squirrel, and there are concerns that it's an animal that's really packing on the pounds this winter. Have you seen the pictures all over the internet? Fat squirrels in the United States and Canada and England. Vicky Croak covers all things animal for us at Here and Now. She joins us now. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Jeremy.
So what's going on? Are squirrels really getting fat this winter?
I really think it's nothing more than squirrel shaming, Jeremy. I mean, we all look heavier in our winter coats, you know, get a bad angle. That's what happens.
But there are a lot of photos out there. You can just Google fat squirrel. You can go to hereandnow.org. We'll show you one of the best pictures of it. But yeah.
There are. And in fact, they're so striking that I went to see the New England Wildlife Center. That's in Weymouth, Massachusetts. And I spoke to Dr. Greg Mertz. I mean, this is a guy who treats hundreds of sick and orphaned and injured squirrels every year, and he has for decades. And he went through his records for me to see if there was some kind of sudden uptick in squirrel weights. At the center, adult squirrels weigh in at about 400 to 500 grams, and that's about the weight of a paperback book. So Dr. Mertz says this year was no different.
I look at squirrels a lot. I spend a lot of time just watching them in the wild. I'm not seeing anything that makes me think there's an outbreak of obesity in squirrels around here. Now, there are locales like college campuses, backyards with bird feeders where there are lots of squirrels. I've seen the ones on Twitter and on the internet, and boy, wow, there's some fat squirrels out there.
But he's saying it's because people are feeding them.
Yeah, a lot of people they've been saying that warmer weather in some spots is allowing animals to feed more and to feed later in the season. You know, that's partly true. But Dr. Mertz thinks what also might be happening is the culprit could be human beings. Milder winters in some places are probably extending that kind of feeding, too. So there's a boom and bust years for oak trees and their acorn productions. And acorns are important for lots of animals because they're nice little snack packs full of protein, carbs, and fat.
So is it a boom year for acorns?
A BBC naturalist is saying that it's a really odd year. The acorn boom has been fragmented and localized, and there have been very specific areas like Cardiff and Wales with lots of acorns and fat squirrels.
But squirrels bury some of the acorns that they gather for later anyway, right?
Well, Jeremy, acorn burying is more complicated than you'd think.
Really?
It is. Squirrels practice scatter hoarding, and because of differences in characteristics in various acorns, some kinds get eaten nearly right away, others are saved for later, and of course, plenty of them are lost.
So here's the thing that I don't understand here, which is animals, you think of animals in the wild, you don't think of them getting fat because whatever they're eating is like part of their natural diet, and they're not like us. They're not tempted by when they see a commercial for a pizza or something like that.
That really is largely true. I mean, there's better balance among animals than in people, for sure. But their weights can fluctuate, too. Especially animals who prepare for hibernation or any kind of winter sleeping bulk up in the summer and fall so they can live off fat. So grizzly bears can actually double their weight.
Hmm.
But I have two favorite extreme weight fluctuation stories from the animal world. One was a male elephant in a zoo described by expert Katie Payne in her book Silent Thunder. He was a bull in must. That's that regular hormonal cycle that males go through. And the elephants want to fight and mate. But he was so tanked up on testosterone, he didn't eat, and he lost more than 1,000 pounds.
And the other one?
6 months. Polar bear, female, was a bag of bones at 213 pounds, and 8 months later, robust 992 pounds.
That's a big polar bear. Vicky Croak, we've got the pictures at hereandnow.org. Vicky, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.